Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at Paycor Stadium with podcast producer and photographer Sam Green. And we are joined by Eric Aull, the Bengals rookie, who all of our listeners in Cincinnati probably know this guy and his name pretty well, even before the Bengals drafted you. But then now, hometown kid gets drafted to your hometown team. The last couple of games, you've been on the field making some plays. So I wanted to have you on just to catch up and have our listeners learn a little bit more about your story. And so thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
How have the last couple of weeks been for you?
Fun. Busy, but fun and just happy and blessed to get back on the field.
What was it like when you dressed for your first NFL game, and then was it any different when you caught your first pass and really felt like you were a big part of the game plan?
Yeah, I mean, we had the pregame or the preseason game, mm-hmm. so it kind of like warmed me up for like the first like actual game, but it was definitely different. But I do feel like, you know, I was in like a different, you know, space mentally. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable now. And, you know, just out there, it's just different. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, the game is, like, moving fast. And, I actually feel like it's, like, making the game more fun and competitive. So, it's fun.
So, let's start with the beginning. And so, are you from, I obviously know you went to Fairfield High School, but are you from Cincinnati, like, born and raised?
Yeah, I was born in Hamilton. I'm from Hamilton, Ohio.
Okay.
Then my eighth grade year, I moved to Fairfield.
Okay.
Then I like reclassed and stayed in eighth grade and then went to Fairfield.
Okay, so I want to go back before we get to what happened in high school and in college, because your story is fascinating. And that's why I love doing these podcast episodes, because it just allows more time to learn athletes' stories and what motivates you and what significant things in your life have helped shape you. And so when I was doing some prep work on you, I had no idea, and shame on me for not figuring this out. I guess draft weekend, I just missed it. But like, your story's a little bit well documented, you could say, because if I was able to find it as quickly as I did today. But so let's talk about that story that everybody talks about, and that was when you were 5 months old, your house was set on fire, and you were stuck like in your playpen, and the firefighters rescued you.
Yeah.
Tell me about what you've been told, because obviously I'm sure you don't remember.
Pretty much my dad noticed that the house was on fire. My godbrother, he was playing with a lighter, and you know, the house got caught on fire, and you know, my dad got everybody out, but he couldn't get to me because of the smoke. And it was like weird, because as he was like going to get me, like a police officer just rushed into the house and grabbed him, and you know, and by that time the firefighters were on their way, and you know, and when they found me, I wasn't breathing, and you know, they brought me back to life and gave me CPR, and at the time, like in the hospital, I was, you know, crying, and not only that, like my throat was swelled up because of the smoke and that I was taking in. They gave me like medicine that was too strong, and I had to like a chemical burn in my, like burst in my veins, and they had to give me a skin graft. So I got like this big old scar on my hand, but that's the only thing I left with. You know, I'm here, I'm perfectly fine and playing, and just a blessing.
That's insane. And then what I think the coolest part of the story with such a tragedy is how you were able to invite the firefighter who saved you to one of your games in 2022 at Michigan to meet him and talk to him. What went into that decision to do that?
It was a surprise. I didn't know it was happening, and you know, they brought him down to the you know, where the parents and everybody meet after the games, and he was there and had all these cameras, and you know, but it kind of is like the first time meeting him was like in that setting, so yeah. It wasn't really all, I mean, it was authentic, but like I feel like I needed like to cry or something. Mm. Like it was just
was weird. It before a game?
I like sucked it up. It was after the game.
Oh, okay. It was after the game.
I like sucked it up, so I didn't really like, you know, I had to man up, you know.
Why did you have to suck it up?
Just because I walked out and there's all these cameras in my face and mics, yeah, all over us and stuff, so I'm like,
yeah.
So, but
who set it up?
I think Dean with Big or ESPN. Hmm. I think ESPN. I'm pretty sure it was either them or Big Ten Network. But yeah, it was pretty cool though. And that was the day my son was born too. So that was pretty cool as well. Like I rushed from the hospital to the game that day. Then I was already an emotional wreck because my son was just born. And then I get to the game, play the game, and then after the game I meet the firefighter.
It's hearing that, and obviously when it happened to you, you were so young, but it feels like this has followed you.
Yeah.
And clearly served some meaning to you if that time you got to meet the guy that saved your life was on the same day your son was born. I mean, talk about like divine timing, right? Yeah.
Circle, full circle.
So tell me about your son, and since you just brought him up, mm-hmm. How old is he?
Just turned two, September 3rd. He's just at the age where he's just babbling and not saying, or he's actually saying like, thank you and I love you too, stuff like that. Like, just so cute, but at the same time, he's just causing chaos around the house.
Has it set into you when you play in the NFL, your first game, that your son is watching you live out your childhood dream?
Yeah. It's wild to think about, you know, just not only that, just to be watching me play is crazy. It's kind of like last year, you know, he was starting to become like aware of everything, and you know, he's running around, and I would look up and see him in the stands, and it kind of like just made me like lock in and do good, honestly. So
his name is Houston, as we see the tattoo on your arm. Let's fast forward to high school. So you went to Fairfield, and did you know that you were gonna go play in college? Like, tell me a little bit about your journey at Fairfield.
At Fairfield, I really didn't think much about college to begin with. Mm-hmm. Like, to start out, like, my high school, you know, football career, I just...
So you weren't, like, an eighth grade prodigy?
I was just playing that, just to have fun. I was good. I think I was, you know, battling between... quarterback and receiver, and I ended up being a receiver, and it was my first year at Fairfield, and I think in middle school I was a running back in Hamilton, and then my eighth grade year I switched to receiver, and then in high school I was a receiver. And then I think my sophomore year was my last year playing at receiver, and then I was real slow, but I love to, you know, hit people and, you know, set blocks. And we ran the ball most of the time. And then I started seeing, we had a guy, Jackson Carman, was on the team. And at the time, he was the number one, you know, recruit in the nation. In his, like, not in his position in the nation, over every recruit, he was the number one. So we had all these colleges come to our school and watch him practice and stuff. I'm just looking at it, and I'm going to all these games. Me and him were real close in high school, and I'm going to all these games on Saturdays, and I just knew I wanted to do that, and you know, it just lit a fire under me. I was real underweight for a tight end. Mm-hmm. I lifted.
It's wild to think that now, like, yeah, sitting next to you.
Yeah, I was like scrawny. I was this frail boy. I got videos on my phone.
Pictures, or I don't believe it, Eric.
I got videos on my phone. I can send you. Me and Jack working out in my basement, and I was just this frail boy who was, couldn't even bench press 220 or 205. And yeah, it's embarrassing. But at the end of my sophomore year, Coach Krause came up to me and was like, hey, you want to be a tight end? And I was like, whatever. If we're gonna win games, heck yeah. And then it worked out perfect. I think my, like, before the season, I had an offer from UC, and I had like 3 or 4 more offers, and I went to this thing out in San Antonio.
Said no to your hometown school.
Yeah. What's that?
I went to University of Cincinnati, so yes.
Yeah, I mean,
we could have used you.
It was, you guys had Wiley, Josh Wiley, mm-hmm. out of
that's a pretty good tight end. Yeah, I mean, Travis Kelce, Josh.
Yeah, he's
Josiah.
Yeah.
Plays
for
Packers.
Yeah, Josiah.
DeGuara.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he. I don't know. I just didn't want to stay in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. It was nothing against the school. I just didn't want to stay in Cincinnati, but. I fell in love with Michigan, and I committed, and then my senior year came and played there, and then went to Michigan. So, and man, that was just fun.
Why did you leave Michigan to go to Iowa?
I just felt like at the time, you know, I was just ready to part ways, and you know, had to do, you know, what was best for my career, and. Sucks, but unfortunately I had to leave, yeah. And you know, there was nothing, you know, it was nothing personal or anything. It was just time to go.
Do you feel like, I mean, based off of the success Iowa has had at tight end, mm-hmm. with tight ends Kittle and Sam Laporta, it almost feels like that ended up being a great situation for you, even though you probably didn't want to leave Michigan, but
yeah, it was. It
set you up well,
you know, to leave, you know, my friends, and you know, for me it felt like family at Michigan, but you know, it was almost like I got to showcase a whole different side of my game. Like, I got to catch the ball downfield, I got to catch screens and things like that, things I wouldn't do at Michigan. And you know, I went to Iowa and got to showcase that side of my game, so it worked out perfect. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I would be at Iowa, and I would just think back, like, man, like, I miss my guys. But you know, they understood.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Well, it worked out for you.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about the now for you. In these couple of games, you've really been able to make a name for yourself as a blocker and as someone who can be a reliable pass catcher for Joe Burrow. What do you feel like your biggest strength as a tight end is?
I say just being versatile, mm-hmm. and just being able to do whatever the coaches ask me to do. But I mean, I love, you know, hitting people, being physical, and in just in the game itself. You know, whether it's special teams or offense. But it's just fun. Just going out and just being a football player is probably my, you know, strongest aspect of the game.
Was catching passes from Joe Burrow what you envisioned it to be, or what you thought it might be when it finally happened for you, or different?
I mean, he throws a ball, like, it's very catchable, and you know, it's never too hard or too soft. You know, I kind of was expecting, like, in the NFL, like, those quarterbacks, like, launch the ball. I mean, it's just coming in, like, perfect. It's just, he makes it easy for the receiver, I'd say, for sure.
Last one. When you score your first NFL touchdown, do you have something you plan to do, or is it just going to be a whatever comes to mind type of thing?
It's probably just going to be whatever comes to mind. I'm probably just going to do something real goofy. Like, I don't know. I feel like, for like Mike, he just does the goofy, you know, gritty.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something just goofy. To where everybody just makes fun of me.
Okay. I love that. I love that energy, to be able to make fun of yourself. I'm that way too.
Yeah.
I hope that's soon.
That'd be exciting
if it could happen, you know, on Monday Night Football in your hometown in front of all of the people that have watched you, whether it was in high school or throughout your career.
Yeah,
it's been awesome to watch your success through the first part of the season, and we wish you nothing but a successful, healthy rookie season. And thank you so much for joining me.